Wednesday at this time is Vents Day on the Jefferson Exchange, your chance to vent your spleen politely on a couple of topics in the news. This week, let's talk about the Iran nuclear deal and domestic drones. Join us at 800-838-3760 by phone, jx@jeffnet.org by email. You could not escape hearing news about the Iran deal when it came down last week, and it was no particular surprise that before the document hit the table, people were complaining about it. The Prime Minister of Israel was the most notable critic. Benjamin Netanyahu has warned for a long time about the possibility of Iran developing nuclear weapons, and he says this deal will lead to that happening just further down the road. Critics of the deal also say it does nothing to address Iran's non-nuclear behavior, including its support for terrorist groups like Hamas and Hezbollah. President Obama and supporters of the deal say it will steer Iran toward being a more positive and productive player on the world stage. And if the country cheats on the nuclear deal, the economic sanctions would snap back into place. You've already heard lots of other opinions. What's your take on the deal? Tell us what you're thinking about the Iran nuclear deal. Wise move to take away a nuclear threat or a capitulation to ensure that it will happen eventually? 800-838-3760 by phone, by email jx@jeffnet.org. Item two on this Vents Day takes us back to a discussion of domestic drones. Walk into just about any store selling electronic gear these days, and you can buy one for yourself without shelling out too much money. We're starting to see widespread use of the drones, especially for photography. Who didn't marvel at that video from last year of a fireworks show from the air? Who else wondered what would happen if the fireworks actually hit the drone? So two major concerns are now rising. Number one, the issue of drones getting in the way of aircraft, as they appear to be doing for crews fighting wildfires. Number two, privacy. If your neighbor wants to take cool shots over her house or trees, wants to keep her from taking a peek at what you do around your swimming pool. Then there's the whole issue of law enforcement use of drones. We'll get into that as well. What kinds of regulations would you like to see on domestic drones? What are your major concerns about how they're being used now? Join us to talk about drones or Iran here on Vents Day, 800-838-3760, jx@jeffnet.org. The calls and emails start in a minute five. It's 8:36 on the Jefferson Exchange on the News and Information Service of Jefferson Public Radio. I'm Jeffrey Riley. Thanks for listening. Wednesday is Vents Day time on the Jefferson Exchange, your chance to vent your spleen politely on topics in the news. This week it's the Iran nuclear deal and or the use of domestic drones. Join us at 800-838-3760 by phone, anywhere in the listening area, by email jx@jeffnet.org. First up, call goes to Mark in Redding. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange. Sorry, Mark, it took me a second to get the button punched. Go ahead.
Yes, on the deal with Iran on the nuclear program, I don't believe they ever planned on developing a nuclear weapon. I think that they were sincere in their statement that nuclear weapons are un-Islamic. Actually, they would be an atomic weapon, not a nuclear weapon, if you consider atomic weapons to be fission bombs and nuclear weapons to be hydrogen bombs, because they don't have any capability of producing a hydrogen weapon.
All right.
At any rate, my thought is that the only real thing that's going to come of all of this is that the U.S. arms manufacturers will be able to sell more arms to Israel, Saudi Arabia, everybody else in the Gulf, because they're scared of Iran spreading out, you know, and they already have, of course, since we invaded Iraq. They're the big winners in Iraq. From, you know, they have point of world power things. They did really well behind the war on our war on Iraq.
Because they ended up a lot stronger as a result.
Well, they have control of portions of Iraq due to the Shia religion.
Well, right. They've influence in Iraq they didn't have. Let me clarify what I was saying. Is it because of the fact that there's now a Shiite regime or Shiite-led regime in both countries? It's a stronger situation for Iran than it was before.
Right. So that's my thought, is that it's just a way for U.S. weapons manufacturers to make more money.
More conventional weapons to be sold around the world. Thanks for that, Mark. Appreciate that. We're talking about the Iran nuclear deal and what you think about that and whether it's a good thing, whether you think that Obama looks like FDR in doing this, or whether he looks like Neville Chamberlain, as a lot of people have suggested. Have you noticed in the last few years, it seems like no matter what you do as a world leader, you're either Hitler or Neville Chamberlain. It seems like the comparisons often get right down to that level. Join us on The Exchange with your thoughts, either the Iran deal or domestic drones, or both. 800-838-3760, anywhere in our listening area. 800-838-3760. Email address is jx@jeffnet.org. Next up is Paul in Grants Pass. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on Vince Day.
Good morning. I have three topics to vent on this morning. Of course, the first is the Iran deal. It's diplomacy. It's diplomacy working. It's working the way that that it's supposed to. And the alternative was war. Every one of the war games that was played out, every one of the exercises that played out, led to a nuclear confrontation between the United States and Russia within a week, maybe 2 weeks, of the beginning of hostilities.
If we had bombed Iran, in other words, to keep the nuclear
We, including the Israelis,
all
yes.
Right.
Okay, our 51st state. The long and the short of it is that this is a much better and much more desirable outcome. Is this Neville Chamberlain wagging a set of papers around saying peace in our time? Absolutely not. This is negotiation. Whether it plays out or not, and whether everybody plays by the agreement, we'll have to see. The great danger we have at the present time is that these idiots on the right are going to somehow derail this situation and again undermine the diplomatic strength and diplomatic legitimacy of the U.S. government. That's the real issue here.
So back to Chamberlain and the other term that tends to get used in this situation, appeasement. I mean, why to you is this absolutely not Chamberlain? Why is it not appeasement, just giving Iran ultimately what they want just to get quiet now?
Well, this is giving everyone time to resolve the issue. Okay, remember the alternative was armed intervention. Okay, so you have two specific choices there. Notice that we're not operating this way with the Russian incursions into the Ukraine. We're operating in this way with these people because we can and because we have the breathing room. We're way more circumspect of a nuclear power. If the Iranians were going to try and establish themselves as a nuclear power, it was primarily from a strategic perspective to get that same circumspect treatment that we give Russia, that we give China, that we give other nuclear states. And, you know, they do have an existential threat from Israel, even as Israel views them as an existential threat.
Mm-hmm.
So you have a very, very complex system. And what you've done is you've gained breathing time to build trust, to hopefully resolve the issue in a peaceful fashion. And particularly when every projection showed that this thing would blow up into more than a regional war and would quite possibly include the use of nuclear weapons.
Hmm. Okay, you said three topics, so that's Iran. What are the other
that's
two?
That's one. Drones, two. We need to really keep an eye on drones. We're already seeing what happens when the crazy monkeys get a hold of drones. People are out on the fire lines. People are firefighting and having to shut down operations because private drones are just going in and poking around. I think these are going to have to be a little bit more regulated than we think they are. The invasion of privacy issue is certainly a piece of it, but there's clearly a safety issue where people are irresponsibly using these devices and creating a public menace. I really, really feel strongly about that. Third issue, KAGI translator. You guys have got to do something about that. That's all I'll say.
All right, fair enough, Paul. Appreciate that. And KAGI is our signal in Grants Pass at 9:30 a.m., and it has been hit by lightning, by my count, 3, maybe 4 times this year. The engineer goes out there and tries to repair it every time. We don't own the tower, so some of the grounding stuff he has to do is in addition to the stuff that the owner has done. So, yeah, it's a problem, believe me. We really would rather be on the air in Grants Pass as much as possible as we would anywhere else, and so that's the issue with that. It's got our attention. It's got our full attention, much more than we like to give to it, but it's requiring a lot of our time and attention at the moment to keep KAGI in Grants Pass on the air. Thank you for that, Paul. Tony writes from Talon. He wrote a very long email. Tony, it's a lot to read in the air. If you'd rather call and get that delivered that way, I'm more than happy to talk to you that way. He finishes up by saying, if Iran knew that the West was prepared to stop at nothing to derail any attempts to go for the bomb, then the regime might think twice, certainly if it thought its own hold on power would be jeopardized. But in reality, Tehran could see just how badly Obama needed to get a deal signed, presumably to bolster his paltry legacy. The capitulationist agreement that emerged from Vienna is the result. Certainly Barack Obama's place in history is assured alongside other luminaries like Neville Chamberlain and Vidkun Quisling. From whom we get the term Quisling to this day. Thanks for that, Tony. Appreciate it. Steve and Eugene, welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on Vents Day.
Howdy. A lot of people seem to be in a real tizzy about the idea that Iran might get a hold of a nuclear bomb, and they're just flat out ignoring the fact that Israel has, I've heard estimates of 200 to 300 nuclear warheads in its arsenal right now, and they're getting a free pass on just about anything. Free pass on the settlements, free pass on carrying out assassination by helicopters, and if you kill 10, 15, 20 women and children, well, that's just collateral damage, and a free pass on a lot of things that, if it were Iran, would be considered just totally out of bounds. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I'm really wondering what's going on here.
So you see a real double standard there.
Why is Israel getting that kind of a free pass and Iran is not?
All right. Interesting questions. Thanks for those, Steve. Appreciate it. This is Vents Day on the Jefferson Exchange. Your chance to vent your spleen politely on topics in the news. This week's topics are the Iran nuclear deal and domestic drones. What you think of either one of those issues, what your concerns are about domestic drones, what your concerns, your plaudits, your pundits, your brickbats, your bouquets are for the Iran nuclear deal. Join us on the exchange at 800-838-3760 by phone anywhere in the listening area. 800-838-3760. Email address is jx@jeffnet.org. Jim in Grants Pass, welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on Vents Day.
Well, good morning. One of the things that fascinates me, we for years have known that North Korea has and then has exploded some small nuclear devices. We don't worry about it too much because China is there to rein them in, because the repercussions on China would be more than they want to mess with.
Mm-hmm.
That's the difference. Iran has no other major neighbor that would be, you know, have the use of it imposed and would cause them problems, and they, you know, rein them in.
They're pretty good pals with Russia, though, although I can't honestly say I can see Russia getting into a position of trying to rein Iran in if Iran started going roguer than it has. I don't know. Interesting prospects.
Yeah. One other quick thing.
Sure.
The drones is a progressive thing. I would almost relate it to when party lines, telephones came around. A lot of people, you know, it was during World War II when I was a little kid, and grandmothers and everything, they were really afraid of the privacy issue and the whole thing. Basically, humanity has always wanted to use devices to answer that big question, why?
Why?
Yeah.
In this
what's
case,
going
what's
going on? Why aren't we allowed to see it? Why aren't we, you know?
Oh, yeah.
It's a big, big word that leads to a lot of answers.
Interesting perspective. Thanks for that, Jim. Appreciate it. Always good to talk to you. This is Vince Day on the Jefferson Exchange. The Iran nuclear deal and domestic use of drones are topics on the exchange. 800-838-3760 by phone, jx@jeffnet.org by email. Here is Jamie in Medford. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on Vince Day.
Well, good morning, Jeffrey.
Howdy.
I'd like to speak, I'd like to address both of these topics. First of all, the situation currently going on with Iran.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's not so much Iran's potentiality of getting a nuclear weapon. Then I am more concerned about India and Pakistan both having nuclear weapons, seem to be diametrically opposed to each other, and whenever summertime geopolitically happens, it's like they seem to get so riled up that they seem to be threatening to lob those nukes at each other, and that's more of a concern to me than a potentiality, which Iran is right now. But I would like to address the thing about the drones as well.
Sure, go ahead.
And, this topic came up a while back, and I think my position still stands. I think we should have open season on drones, and, you know, and any as long as you you shoot it down outside of the city limits, it's all good because basically the thing's out there all by itself, and it could be kind of like a skeet shot, except that it would be a little bit more evasive. So there's a lot more sport involved with that. And anyway, that's about all I had to say.
All right, tongue in cheek, I know, but
yes, I know it's very, very well tongue in cheek. So.
All right, thanks for that, Jamie. Appreciate that. So, open season on drones. I don't know if it's going to get to quite that point. It's been interesting to watch what's been happening lately, where we get a couple of reports in states on either side of us, both California and Washington, firefighters have reported having to abort missions to take water and retardant up over fires because drones were getting in the way, because the people who own the drones wanted to get their own cool photography of the fires going on, and that creates issues for the aircraft. That's one of the more pressing concerns. I also have an editorial here from the Record Searchlight in Reading about Anderson Police getting a drone offered by its owner for the city to use for a couple of different things, and an editorial about that. What do you think, though? What do you think about domestic use of drones? What are the things for which they could be good? I mean, are you ready to have Amazon deliver your books and shoes to your door? Do you want Pizza Hut to use a drone to get the pizza to you? Believe me, Domino's could get it there in 30 minutes or less pretty easily with a drone. But outside of that, I mean, drones can see things, obviously, because they get higher up than most of us do. So what are the concerns about privacy, all that sort of thing? Drones on one hand, the Iran nuclear deal on the other, our topics on Vince Day. Go ahead and join us at 800-838-3760 by phone, jx@jeffnet.org by email. Here's Dennis and Eugene. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on Vince Day.
Hey. Okay. I'll sort of say something about drones. It just occurred to me.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds like the main problem people are having with drones is that they're taking pictures, right?
Mm-hmm. That's the big one.
Okay, so
a big one.
Why don't we just make it so that it's like you have to get a license to do photography with a drone or use a camera on a drone? And then we could have, you go in and get your license, and it would have some control over. You could have some rules that people would have to follow, and that would solve that problem.
All right. So who would license, though? Are you talking state or federal? Or
yeah, state.
State, okay.
Or federal or whatever. I don't care. And we could collect a little money that way. Now, the new deal, I think that if we had a Republican president and he just signed this deal, the Republicans would be jumping up and down about how great it is, how that president is the greatest probably president since, who knows, Ronald Reagan, and he's probably a genius, and nobody could have did it except him, and blah, blah, blah. And Netanyahu, or however you say his name.
You got it right, yeah.
he uses scare tactics to hold his coalition together in Israel, and that's what his big deal is. That's why he's against it. He just needs to keep the votes coming because he's a professional politician, And if you actually look at what he's ever done, he's never done anything. He's not a, he's just a big blowhard, kind of like Donald Trump.
Wow. That's quite the comparison. You're having, speaking of whom, are you getting amused by Donald Trump and all he's been saying of late?
Pardon?
Are you getting,
oh, yeah, I'm
him?
Totally amused. In fact, I had one of those pollster people call me the other day.
Really?
And they asked me what I thought about Donald Trump, and I told him, oh, I thought he was the greatest thing since, you know, whatever, and that I'm going to vote for him if he gets there, and everybody in my family's going to vote for him. and I just loaded that guy's wagon right up, and I want to keep Donald Trump going for as long as he can go.
All right. Thanks for that.
Good TV.
It is that. Thanks for that, Dennis. Appreciate it, which certainly makes you wonder, I mean, how much of this is because so much of TV is in reruns in the summertime. It's interesting. Donald Trump, though, at 24% support in a recent poll, which is far more than the 13% for Scott Walker and the 12% for Jeb Bush. I know I'm getting off the topic a little bit here, but we can talk more about presidential politics in future future shows for sure. Although it should be pointed out that was a 3-day poll, as many polls are, and the third day of the poll was the one on which Trump bashed John McCain for getting captured during the Vietnam War, which was an interesting slant on things and one that has drawn him quite a bit of ire. Anyway, our topics on today's Vents Day, the Iran nuclear deal and domestic drones. Join us at 800-838-3760 or by email jx@jeffnet.org. Another call from this one from John in Veneta. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on Vents Day.
Good morning.
Hi.
Yeah, the Iran thing is just simple. It's really no different than anything that's been happening since basically Korea. It's all about war profiteering, period. Somebody that want to grow up and face that, I don't know how long we got to go on with this, probably for the rest of eternity. And the drone thing, you know, our Constitution has just been shoved right aside. And, you know, you don't have to put up with somebody being a peeping Tom in your backyard. I see one of them silly things flying around my backyard. It's coming down.
It's open season.
If somebody wants to come and claim it.
Right.
That's going to be a big day for them.
All right. Thanks for that. Appreciate it, John. Mike in Medford writes, I expected a little more from the JPR audience on the Iran nuclear issue. Neville Chamberlain, really? How can you compare a massive industrial and economic power with a third world country? Has anyone ever watched a documentary on Iran? They are more materialistic and mall crazy than we are, with even more capitalism about to pour in. I think the Germany of today is probably a more accurate outcome than the Iranian Empire taking over the world. That from Mike in Medford. Let's go to Leroy in Eugene. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on Vents Day.
Hello.
Hi, go ahead.
Yes, on both topics, about a one-sentence comment. If we had followed the advice of our forefathers, our founders, and not become so entangled in foreign affairs, we wouldn't be having this discussion.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, with the drones now, I think invasions of privacy is on many people's minds. It started 40 years ago, in my opinion, with junk mail.
Mm-hmm.
Then political campaign calls, robot calls, and then the little camera on the Smartie. And now we're up to drones. So I'm sure the founders had something to say, even though they couldn't envision this, something to say about the citizens' modest amount of privacy. That's all right.
All right. Strangely, the privacy was left out of the Constitution. But thanks for the call. Appreciate that, Leroy. And Tony and Talent, I said if you wanted to flesh out your comments, you should call, and you have. Thanks for calling on the Jefferson Exchange.
I just wanted to correct this caller who claimed that Netanyahu was not supported by the Israeli people. According to public opinion polls, 80% of the population believe in what he's doing, and the opposition parties have all claimed that this was a lousy deal, which it was. And the notion that this was just politicking, which is what was claimed, is ridiculous. The thing is that this is a seminal moment, and we have a leader who has failed yet again. And to say that Korea is of no interest to anybody, or that China is of no interest, the fact that we have a leader who has now basically shied away from the world and do what this your previous caller said about going back to the founding fathers of not getting engaged in foreign entanglements, If that had been the case, this program would have been conducted in German.
Because we would have lost the Second World War, you're saying?
Of course.
All right, interesting perspective as always. Tony, appreciate the call and appreciate everybody else who called. This has been Vince Day on the Jefferson Exchange. Let me get a little bit into the issue with the drone that is provided for the police in Anderson. The Record Searchlight says that just as we've learned through bitter lessons with internet fraud, kiddie porn rings, and other evils, promising and useful technology frequently has a very dark side. We're sure the Anderson police have every good intention about not abusing the drone at their disposal. We're not so sure some other agencies would have any qualms about plundering our privacy. Drone surveillance is a thorny issue that, like cell phone searches, is likely to end up being settled by the Supreme Court. No one wants to stifle technology, but as firefighters have already learned, we need legislation and regulations to ensure our safety and protect our privacy. That from the Record Searchlight in Reading. Thanks again for joining us on Vince Day on the Jefferson Exchange.